In another earlier tender grounding in southwest Alaska, Magoan Marine divers contracted by the U.S. Coast Guard have been working to seal off fuel vents on the tender Lone Star, which sank near the mouth of the Aygushik River in Bristol Bay a week ago Sunday. John Brown with the Department of Environmental Conservation is part of the Unified Command responding to the Lone Star.
Well, Dan Magoan was able to get on the vessel yesterday and worked at plugging the vents that were buried in the mud or in the clay. This is a fairly dangerous operation with the currents and everything. So we're just working on it as hard as we can. We have a response vessel over there, so if there is a release, we can start recovering fuel. Again, we're making progress.
An aerial survey flown today noted less fuel sheen in the water than was seen last Friday, but it's still enough to keep the salmon fishing in that section closed. Tim Sands, the area management biologist with the Department of Fish and Game, was on board the flight. He said the department has zero tolerance for oiled fish.
You know, the reputation of Alaska salmon is pristine, and we cannot afford to risk that reputation with an oiled fish, so if there's oil in the water, the fishery's closed.
Diving efforts were expected to continue today and tomorrow, and a salvage vessel is inbound from Dutch Harbor. There's no estimation yet on how much of the roughly 14,000 gallons of fuel on board the Lone Star have leaked into the Aygushik River.